It took 3 years or so to write and ratify America's Constitution.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union.
In Egypt, a special commission has 10 days. 10 days to get rid of the clauses that allowed a regime to repress its people and add in new freedoms and protections.
To ordain and establish this constitution for the United States.
Nope, this is not about the U.S. This is about Egypt and its constitutional deadline, countdown to democracy. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, February 16th. John is out all week. I am joined yet again by Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. We were talking about the writing of the Constitution in Egypt, but really the Arab world is all over the headlines yet again. The unrest in the Middle East appears to have spread to Libya. Anti-government protesters are clashing with police and government supporters in Libya's second largest city of Benghazi. This eyewitness, who didn't want to be named, describes the scene to our partner, the BBC.
People obviously in the crowd started chanting anti-government slogans, but then there were clashes with pro-government supporters, and then the security services arrived and dispersed the crowds with hot water cannons.
The violence comes a day ahead of a planned nationwide protest against the 41-year-old regime of Muammar Gaddafi. In Iran, fresh clashes between government supporters and protesters broke out this morning during a funeral for a student who was killed earlier this week. Several Iranian social media sites say the police are out in force and some roads into Tehran have been blocked. In Bahrain, protesters continue to occupy the main square in the capital of Manama. They're calling for political reforms and better human rights conditions.
But this is really a struggle that we like to achieve through peaceful means. And then we think we can be an agent of change in this part of the world.
All right, so we've covered Libya, we've covered Iran, we've covered Bahrain, and now on to Yemen. The government has sent 2,000 policemen into the streets this morning to try to put down protests against the current regime. The Iraqi defector, you may remember him, he tricked the Bush White House reportedly into believing that Saddam Hussein was working on weapons of mass destruction. He now admits his story was a lie. Rafid Ahmed Al-Janabi, codenamed Curveball by the CIA, tells London's Guardian newspaper he saw a chance to end Saddam's rule.
I did that for a number of reasons. Firstly, because of my people, the Iraqi people. The old regime was a dictatorship, and that caused a lot of problems for our country.
And Al-Janabi says he would do it again. He'll take a deeper look at this story later this hour with the reporter who interviewed Curveball. We are getting closer to a budget showdown on Capitol Hill. President Obama is threatening to veto a House bill that includes $61 billion in cuts this year alone.
Let's use a scalpel. Let's not use a machete. And if we do that, there should be no reason at all for a government shutdown.
The president will huddle with Senate Democratic leaders at the White House today.
Hey, Celeste, it's a cutting frenzy. You know how many amendments are pending on the House floor for that bill?
90.
Over 400 cut the budget. 400 amendments pending.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can say to that. Moving on, new census numbers show the nation's black population is leaving big cities in the Northeast and the Midwest at the highest levels in decades. They're moving to the South in search of better job opportunities and quality of life, and all about 57% of American blacks now live in the South. And Watson blew away the human competition on Jeopardy last night. IBM's supercomputer correctly answered 24 of the 30 questions asked, now has a $25,000 lead going into the final round. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,226. The S&P at 1,328. The NASDAQ at 2804. And all this morning, we're asking you, how would you revise America's Constitution? With a constitutional debate going on in Egypt that we're going to talk about in a moment, what would you do to our own Constitution? Let us know.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.